What's going on, guys? Dabu7 back at you. We'll talk about Ukraine and the potential for a big staged event. And what I mean by staged event is some kind of event here that's going to pull others into the war. And they're talking the potential here for a dirty bomb being used. And that's Ukraine, like last resort, trying to drag Russia into this, because Russia would respond. They would strike back with nuclear weapons and probably hit them pretty hard. That no doubt would start officially World War III, if it isn't started already in your book. But it looks like at this point, NATO is just sitting there in the sidelines, kind of like, oh, we don't know if we want to give you status and let you in the club yet. If they do, they would be number 33. But Zelensky's pretty much trying to blackmail everyone at this point. And he's saying, you either let us into NATO, where all of you guys can back us up with your nukes, or we're going to use nukes. And some are like, well, what do they mean by that? They couldn't whip up a bomb that quick. Experts are saying that with the technology and the backing, or the fact that someone could just give them one at that point, anything could happen. So they're pretty much warning that if NATO doesn't step up and let them in here like ASAP, that they're just going to go the nuclear option pretty much. They're going to use nukes. And people are like, well, they don't have nukes of their own, so they have to start to develop. And then there's a talk of Russia responding. So, you know, it looks likely that it's a last resort attempt here. Zelensky and company may very well resort to something dirty. And if Russia does hit them with nukes, I don't see them being monster nukes, because the radiation would blow back into Russia. I see them being tactical, and a lot of them. And they would probably wipe up in the area pretty bad, pretty hard. But, yeah, that's my thoughts on that. Time ticking away, and it looks like at some point here, Israel's trying to drag, or Ukraine's trying to drag Israel into the whole thing. I think once that's connected here globally on the world scene, here on the world stage, and everyone sees that these two are, like, together in this war against the same mutual enemies, they're going to see that this is world war, and I don't see it dying down until one side wins. Join me for the live show where I talk about this in greater detail. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hit that subscribe button as well. It's been Dabu7. Much love, y'all.